This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. February was a strong month for U.S. pork exports. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
February exports of U.S. pork were slightly higher year over year, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said February was a robust month for per-head export value, with pork exports equating to more than $67 per head slaughtered, and beef exports reached nearly $423 per head of fed slaughter.
Volume was up slightly from a year ago at 243,000 metric tons, up 1%, and the value is also up 1%. Two things stand out. Number one is Latin America continues to perform. Mexico, continued growth off of last year's record, up 4% for the month on volume, up 9% on value, you know, $221 million month. Central America up pretty big as well. So the Latin American story continues. In the last couple of months, we've seen renewed momentum out of Japan. Japan had a very good month, 28,000 tons, up 20% off of last year, which was a bit low, but still it's 20% growth off of last year. And the value for Japan was up 14%. And the contribution value per head of exports in the month of February, $67 a head, which is the highest level in quite a while.
February beef exports totaled 85,066 metric tons, down 13% year over year, while value fell 10% to $722.7 million. Much of this gap was due to China's lockout of U.S. beef, though February shipments were also below last year to Korea, Japan, and Canada. For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.